Gudvach, this is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. There's a story told about Rav Naftali Rupshitzer that it was a couple of weeks before Pesach, and he stood up in front of his kehila, and he gave an impassioned speech trying to rouse the people to give mos chitim, money, to support the aniyim for their requirements for Pesach, for matzah, for wine, so they should be properly prepared and have the proper Simchas Yom Tov. And he made the point that it's not just enough to give the bare minimum, but in order to ensure that the aniyim have a proper Simchas Yom Tov, to give more than just the bare minimum. And he made an impassioned speech, and he comes home afterwards, and his wife asked him, "So how did it go?" And he said, "Well, I am confident that I was 50% effective. I'm sure that the aniyim will accept more than the bare minimum. I'm just not sure if the ashirim are convinced to give more than the bare minimum." And I think in that light, it is worth thinking about the fact that with a couple of weeks left to Pesach, we should all ensure, if we haven't done so already, to be giving Maos Chitim, and in particularly in light of what the Rambam tells us about how this help, what the Rambam tells us in terms about the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. The Rambam says that if a person wants to properly fulfill their mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, they have to make sure that the aniyim have their needs taken care of. And only when the aniyim have their needs taken care of is my Simchas Yom Tov properly fulfilled. How is my Simchas Yom Tov dependent on their needs being fulfilled? Says the Rambam, because if I eat and drink on Yom Tov and the aniyim are not able to do so, that in essence what that indicates about my eating and drinking is that I'm just eating and drinking to have a good time. And it really has nothing connected, nothing to do with the actual mitzvah to be of fulfilling the joy of Yom Tov through physical pleasure. This isn't about a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov being fulfilled through physical pleasure. This is just about physical pleasure, what the Rambam refers to as Simchas Kreso. So in order for my Simchas Yom Tov to be properly executed, I must make sure that the aniyim, that those who are in need and financial difficulty, that their needs are met in preparation for the Chag. This morning, Sedra, Vayakel Pekudei, the Torah tells us, Vayar Moshe's kol hamalacha v'hinei asu osa kasher tziva Hashem ken asu. After the conclusion of the building of the Mishkan, Moshe saw that everything had been done properly. Vayivarech osa Moshe, and Moshe gives him a bracha. And the question is, what exactly is the bracha that Moshe gave them? The Torah goes silent at that point. And Rashi, of course, fills in the missing link, citing Chazal, Yehi Ratzon, this is the bracha, Yehi Ratzon Shetishra Shechina B'Masa Yedechem, etc. That it should be Hashem's will, that the Shechina rests on the product of your hands, i.e., that you just built this Mishkan, that's the product of your hands, and Hashem's Shechina should dwell on the Mishkan. The problem with this pshat is that Hashem already made this promise to Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, "V'asu l'mikdash v'shachanti b'socham," that if you build a Mishkan, or when you shall build the Mishkan, I will dwell in the Mishkan. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu adding that Hashem himself didn't already say? It's there. It's clear, black and white in the Torah. "V'asu l'mikdash v'shachanti b'socham." So what is the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Klal Yisrael? Yehi Ratzon Shetishra Shechina B'Maseh Yadechem, that Hashem's Shechina should dwell in the product of your hand. So I think there are two ways to think about this. The bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave versus the bracha that Hashem gave versus the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. Hashem's promise is v'shachanti b'socham, that I will dwell within them, i.e. within the Jewish people, within each and every one of them. B'socham, however, means inside, in your heart. Yideichem, the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, is that Shechina should go out into the world. In other words, Hashem says that He's going to dwell within each and every one of us, and that's wonderful, and that's His promise. And we have that capability, our neshama, our soul, fired up within each one of us. But Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha is, now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done His part, and He has and His Shechina is dwelling within each one of us, His Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha is that your actions should bring that Shechina out into the world. Bring the theory into practice. Very often we subscribe to the mitzvos, to the values, to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Everybody believes, to borrow an expression, in mom and apple pie. Nobody's going to argue against that. The problem is, what happens when it comes into real practice, bringing the theory into practice? And I'm sure you've all heard this story several years ago. A rabbi in Connecticut, Rabbi Noah Muroff, who bought a piece of furniture from a private individual, and he found in the furniture $98,000. It was widely reported in the media at the time that he took the money and he immediately returned it back to its owner. Nobody would have known the difference. The owner wouldn't have known the difference because the owner didn't even know that the money was there. He thought the owner thought that the money had been lost. So this is the idea of taking the theory into practice. It was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, of course. Theory into practice. We all believe in the mitzvah satara. We all subscribe to v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. We all subscribe to lo signo. We all subscribe to Shabbos. We all subscribe to whatever we subscribe to. Now that we subscribe to it, Moshe's bracha is put it into real practice. Bring it out into the world. It's not enough just to be in our hearts and in our minds. And from the opposite perspective, we all believe in Simchas Yontif, and particularly in the Simchas Yontif of Pesach, which is about expending lots of time, effort, energy, and money into investing into making sure that our Yontif is done properly. And what is the essence of Yontif? The essence of Yontif is Hakaras HaTov to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the Nisim that He did for us in Yetzias Mitzrayim, taking us from oppression from slavery into freedom. It's the idea of having a Hakara, an acknowledgement of the Ribbono Shel Olam in our life altogether, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, that His Hashkacha, His divine providence continues, was the essential action that allowed us to come out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem didn't just create the world and then move on, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha continues nationally, individually, on a day-to-day basis. Having that hakara. So we have hakaras hatov and just hakara of the Ribbono Shel Olam altogether, an acknowledgement of the divine presence in my life. So if we are spending all this time, effort, and energy, and then some of us, we claim poverty when it comes to Moos Chitim. Spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and hours and hours and hours of time and effort. But when it comes to Moos Chitim, somehow, For some of us, that becomes a great challenge to overcome. Everybody believes in doing the right thing. Everybody believes in it. The question is, do we take the theory and put it into practice? So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, my Shechina will dwell within you." The question that Moshe Rabbeinu challenges us with is the bracha of Yehi Ratzon Shetishra Shechina B'Maaseh Yadeichem. Are you going to take that theory and put it into practice? So that's one way of looking at this. There's another way, and that is that V'Shachanti B'Socham, Hashem's promise, that has to do with the private domain. Personal life in the private domain, V'Shachanti B'Socham, in a person's home, in a person's private space. Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha of Maaseh Yadeichem, that the Shechina should be Maaseh Yadeichem, the product of one's hand, that's the public domain, right? What we do, our actions, that's what everybody sees. The consequence of your actions, of your hands, that's a metaphor for what the public can see about us. So we have Hashem's promise, v'shachanti b'socham, that's in the private domain. And then Moshe's challenge is that the bracha, that the Shechina should be shara, should not just be in our private domain, but out there in the public for everyone to see. Pesach itself, the act of Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of purchasing the lamb, of binding the lamb, of slaughtering the lamb, which was the Egyptian the Egyptian god, and then taking the blood and putting it on the doorpost, all of that is a public proclamation of saying, I'm Jewish, and I have loyalty and fidelity to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I don't try to blend in, and I don't try to mix in, and I don't try to be anything other than what my core identity is. V'shachanti b'socham, Moshe Hashem says, I've given that to you, and that's in your private domain. Moshe Rabbeinu's challenge is now to make it in the public domain. You know, there's a famous line from was promoted in the times of the Haskalah a couple of hundred years ago, which basically makes this point in the reverse. The notion is Yehudi b'veisecha, and to be a mensch b'tzeisecha, adam b'tzeisecha. You be a Jew in your house, and try to blend in when you're out in the street. Moshe Rabbeinu says that Shetishra, excuse me, Shetishra, Shechina b'masa yedechem, don't blend in. Don't mix in. Don't try to just go along and get along in the community, in the world in which we live. But rather, we should wear our yahadus on our sleeves. That's a bracha, and that's a challenge. You know, people sometimes go and they have to daven in an airport. So some people, they try to find the most private space possible, not for kavana reasons, but because they're embarrassed to daven in a public space. Or a person has to, in a business meeting, they have to walk out of the business meeting in order to daven mincha. And that's a big challenge for some. Some people don't feel that they can do it. To walk out in the middle, to stop a negotiation and walk out to daven mincha, yeah, we all agree that that's important, and we all agree that that's the right thing to do. But to do it in such a public way, everybody's going to know I'm going to daven mincha. Or to dress and comport in a way which is demonstratively Jewish, whatever that means, but to dress in a way people say, oh. So Moshe Rabbeinu's challenge and bracha is a challenge. That we shouldn't just be v'shachanti b'socham, that the Ribbono Shel Olam dwells in our private domains. But it should be b'masi adecha, that everybody can see it. And these two interpretations of the Shechina of the Masei Yedechem are really dependent on one another. This challenge in bracha, number two, that we should wear our fidelity to the Ribbono Shel Olam publicly on our sleeves, that everybody can see it, assumes interpretation number one, that the Shechina that dwells within us is not just inside, is not just in theory, but it's in practice. Our actions reflect our inner values. That the notions of honesty and integrity and spirituality and living a life of divine consciousness is not just something which is a theory, but is practice. When a person lives a life of authenticity like that, then they can feel comfortable wearing their religion on their sleeves. These two brachas, these two interpretations of the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu are entirely dependent on one another. So perhaps we end tonight with the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yehi Ratzon, Shetishre, Shechina, that the Shechina should dwell, B'masi Yadechem. Kein Yehi Ratzon, Agudvach, and Shavua Tov to all.